Very interesting story. Rav Amital approached his Rebbe, and his Rebbe in Europe was named Rav Chaim Yehuda Levi. And this is his last meeting with his Rebbe when Rav Amital leaves Europe. And he flees the Shoah, and he's going to Israel, and it's pretty clear to him this is the last time he's going to see his Rebbe. He's going to be killed in the Holocaust. His Rebbe wasn't coming with him. So we look at Rav Amital as our Rebbe. Here's a story of Rav Amital and his Rebbe. And Rav Amital asked him, Rav Amital writes about this story in one of his farm. He said, what will be of all our great dreams? We wanted to learn Torah and spread Torah, like the Torah Ladir, and these dreams are all collapsing. They're all disappearing. So his Rebbe told him, well, what were our dreams? Our dreams were not to study Torah, our dreams were Kaddish and Shemayim, by studying Torah. And evidently now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be Kaddish and Shemayim this way, so Kaddish and Shemayim this way. HaKadosh Hashem. A short little story, obviously, yet you know, it's hard to know exactly what went on and what the connotations were. But one of the major revolutions in my life that Rav Amital created was to be able to see my life, and more importantly, the arc of Am Yisrael, as not just a personal, in the case of my life, or a national trajectory, in the case of Am Yisrael, but essentially living Hashem in this world. And the more Hashem is present in this world, the more Kiddush Hashem, the less Hashem is present in this world, the greater Chilul Hashem. And Hashem's presence is a function of not just personal behavior, but Am Yisrael's rise and fall. When Am Yisrael rises, Hashem's presence is felt more palpably. When Am Yisrael falls, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is felt less palpably. And he quoted a battery of Makaris, the matter, not Bishua Secha. When we ask Hashem for a Savior, we ask Him to save yourself, Bishua Secha, it's not Yeshua Seinu. But when you save us and rescue us, your name will be cemented or solidified in this world. The Pasuk says, Vayosha Hashem Bayamahu Asisyal Miad Mitzrayim. Al Tikri Vayosha Ela Vayivasha. Hashem didn't save Am Yisrael, but He saved the Shechina Vayivasha. So this was a very powerful sense of Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem. Two things, really, that thinking about Hashem's presence in this world, and not just thinking about it in terms of how many mitzvahs I perform, but also the rise and fall of Am Yisrael's stock and Am Yisrael's fate in this world. And Rav Amital said so many times that the Shoah was the single greatest Chilul Hashem in 2,000 years. It wasn't just a mass murder attempt at the Jewish people, but it was a desecration and an attack and an assault on Hashem's name. It was the darkest period for Jews since the Churban Beis HaMikdash Sheni, and it was the darkest period for Hashem's presence in this world. And he saw the state of Israel as a massive Kiddush Hashem, not to make up or compensate Chas Hashem for that Chilul Hashem, but at least to restore Hashem's presence in this world. Now, I saw this very palpably in two different events in Rav Amital's life. So this is an event that took place in 1944, 43, in Europe with his Rebbe. In 1995, Rav Amital, 95, maybe 96, joined a left-wing government, the Peres government, as a minister. And a lot of people just didn't understand why he was doing it. They thought, oh, he's a lefty. And the truth is, he had a lot of connections with that world, not because he agreed necessarily with their politics, but because you can get along with people you disagree with and find common ground, which is becoming a lost art in today's world. The politics of hate, the politics of division, the politics of anger. You can't get along with people you disagree with politically. But you can listen to his speech, and it's recorded. It's an audio recording in the Space Matters, why he's joining a government that was actively involved in what was known as the Oslo Accords and giving back land and making peace arrangements in those days. He had two reasons. First of all, because he thought, and people thought those days, that they were about to give back territory. So he wanted to be an insider so that he could affect the process and rescue as many of the settlements as possible. So it's really what one would say a right-wing move, but I don't know why using those terms. But he said also the notion that a Rosh Memshalah, a Jewish prime minister, was assassinated by not just a from person, a from assassin, but by someone who was raised within the Hesder world. This was a Hesder student. He had attended the Yeshiva Keren Biyah. This is a Hesder student. That was a Chilul Hashem. And he had to restore and respond to that Chilul Hashem with a Kiddush Hashem. And the Kiddush Hashem of a Rav serving in the government, not as a minister of education. He wasn't there because he was the head of a party. He really wasn't the head of any party. He was there that should be a rabbinic figure in the Israeli government. He was there because they wanted to have a bridge, not because there was a political need, not because they wanted his Knesset seats. You have no seats. You have no parties. It's not like today you have Rabbanim who are in the Knesset because they're the heads of parties, because they can bring X amount of votes and Y amount of seats. He was just there because he was a rabbi, because he represented Torah. He felt that it was his responsibility to be a Kaddish Shem Shemayim. He was not eager to do it. He was not a politician. He wasn't excited to be a minister. But he did it by Kaddish Shem Shemayim. The second time I saw this was in the mid-2000s. There was a very sad story that took place in New Jersey where there was a ring that was uncovered of organ smuggling, of people smuggling organs, kidneys, paying to have people. It was basically very, very uncouth and really contemptuous, but basically people who needed organ transplants instead of going through the normal system, they would pay money and have smuggles. And I don't know what this exact story was, but I think there was also other illegal activity involved in the money laundering, I think, also. And they discovered it was a ring of, I think, mafioso, people that were involved, people in the mafia, and also assisted by Rabbanim in local towns in New Jersey. And on Thursday, in one of the tabloids, this was before we had internet, but somehow we saw a picture of the tabloids. There's a picture in one of the tabloids of one of the Rabbanim with a long beard and a black hat being taken away in handcuffs by the police because he was arrested. And Rav Amital spoke that Friday night. And he had nothing political to say. He wasn't saying whether he wasn't excoriating or criticizing Rabbanim yesterday. That wasn't the issue. He was just saying that he never thought I'd have to see this scene again of Rabbanim being led away in chains and handcuffs and the Chilul Hashem. It's just he wasn't talking about the morality of the immorality of that issue at that moment. It was just the sense that he had worked so hard for Kiddush Hashem in this world, and now this was a reversal of that event. I'll just end with a famous vart, because you say it so often, every Friday night, every Shal Shudas, that captures all these stories. I like to discuss stories in this slot, but sometimes it's just a vart that's so powerful. Rav Amital would always tell us the vart in the name of Slonim Rebbe. Gam ki elech begates al maves lo yirara ki atai madi. Sounds like there are three parts of that phrase. Even when I'm walking in the valley of death, I'm facing danger. Lo yirara, I'm not afraid of any harm. Ki atai madi, because I feel your presence. So it sounds like there are three phrases, and that's how you create the grammar. Gam ki elech begates al maves, comma. Lo yirara, comma. Ki atai madi, comma. The Slonim Rebbe said, no, switch the word lo ira. Gam ki elech begates al maves lo ira. When I'm in the valley of death and I'm facing challenges and hardships, I'm not afraid. But what really bothers me is not my personal fear, but Ra ki atai madi. It hurts me that you have to suffer also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that your Shechina has to suffer with me. Ra ki atai madi. Not lo ira ra ki atai madi. Lo ira. I'm not afraid. Ra, but what really, really pains me is ki atai madi, that the Shechina has to suffer the same way that I'm suffering. So this was the aspect of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem, probably one of the most important things I picked up from Rav Amital. And that started with that story with his Rebbe when he left Europe and said goodbye to his Rebbe for the last time. Okay? Have a good day, everyone. Sorry, Shlomi, but you can...